This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Consider this for a second as I set up this next interview about the American seafood industry. We control more acres of productive ocean than any other country on the planet. More water acreage that we could use to fish and harvest other seafood, to take it a step further, than all the dirt we have set aside to raise beef, pork, and chicken. And yet, says Paul Greenberg in his new book, American Catch, the idea of local seafood in this country has all but disappeared from the economy. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Kai. Good to be here.
I want you to tell me about that morning in 2005. You had just moved down to Lower Manhattan. You go for a bike ride over to fill in the blank.
Yeah, so it was 05. I had moved in right next to Ground Zero, a very depressing place full of banks and brokerages. Yeah. So I got on my bike and I started riding down towards East River, and I stumbled upon the Fulton Fish Market. But a few months later, I took another bike ride with the idea of coming down to the same market, and it was gone.
Gone. Banished to the outer reaches of the Bronx, right?
Banished to the Bronx. In fact, when I went to visit the old fishmongers up there, one of them said to me, "You know where they put us? Right here." And he stuck his hand in his armpit. So clearly...
Oh, man.
they feel they have...
That's a little harsh, but the symbolism applies here, right? It is emblematic and symptomatic of what is happening, you say, with the seafood industry in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, we have gone from a country that was pretty self-reliant as far as seafood is concerned to one where more than 85% of the seafood we eat is imported. And it's totally reflected in the seafood marketplace. 25 years ago, something like 80% of the seafood trade was handled by individual fishmongers and fish markets. 20% was supermarkets. Now it's almost entirely reversed. Most people meet their fish at the supermarket.
You tell the story of this change in this book with three pieces of seafood, the sockeye salmon from Bristol Bay, Alaska, the Louisiana brown shrimp from down in the Gulf of Mexico, and then the eastern oyster from obviously the East Coast and New
Yes.
York. Pick one. Tell me about the change and then tell me why it matters, why it's important.
Well, the biggest change is really the swapping of oysters for shrimp. Once upon a time, we brought in about 2 billion pounds of oysters a year, and we could bring in all those oysters because the water was clean enough to let us farm them. Oysters live by filtering the water. In the last 100 years, we've seen the oyster industry plummet to about 1% of its historical capacity, and what's come in to replace that is the shrimp cocktail. We've lost our natural productive estuaries, and we've traded them for foreign estuaries.
Are we exporting any fish? I mean, who overseas eats our stuff?
Yeah, well, it's pretty nutso because we export about a third of what we catch.
Huh.
Primarily, it's Alaska. Alaska sends tons of salmon. In fact, we actually send almost as much salmon abroad as we import. The only thing is we're sending all the wild stuff abroad, and we're importing all the farm stuff.
Or to put that another way, we're exporting all the expensive stuff, we're importing all the cheap stuff, right? So I can go to Costco and get salmon for $2.99 a pound or whatever it is.
There is some truth in that. Like the McDonald's filet of fish is made out of a fish called a pollock, and we catch, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds of these fish a year. But most of it goes abroad. And in exchange, we get back farmed tilapia and farmed Pangasius catfish from Vietnam that is, you know, sort of like the cheap filet of fish sandwich that you see in the sort of down market restaurant chains all around.
Seems to me it's an environmental story as well as a fish market economy story.
It is an environmental story, but food and environment are interlinked in a really, really profound way. And when suddenly we're eating from waters that are not next door, what do we do to our waters? We really let them go to pot. That said, it is not all doom and gloom. Since the Clean Water Act was passed in the early 70s, we've seen a market improvement in water quality. But the problem is we've turned our markets around so much that we can't even really seem to figure out how to get our own fish back onto our plates.
Paul Greenberg, his most recent book is called American Catch, The Fight for Our Local Seafood. Paul, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Kai.